With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The European Union and the Port of Rotterdam have signed a 13 million Namibia dollar partnership with Namport to support the planned expansion of the Lüderitz port. The agreement signed during the EU's Africa Regional Workshop on Green Shipping Corridors forms part of the EU-Namibia Strategic Partnership on Sustainable Raw Materials and Renewable Hydrogen. EU Ambassador to Namibia, Anna Beatrix-Martens.
We are supporting a project partnership between Namport and the Port of Antwerp-Bruges to scale up the port's operations, and we will also be signing a new contract between the Port of Rotterdam in the Netherlands with Namport in order to upscale and expand the Port of Lüderitz, specifically Angra Point, in order to support Namibia in becoming a green energy hub and transforming its two ports into hubs for the region, for Africa, and as a connector to Europe. All this is taking place against the context of a global debate on decarbonizing the shipping sector, a debate that is steered by the International Maritime Organization, as well, of course, as the discussions in Belém, Brazil, taking place on how we can reduce our greenhouse gas emissions to tackle global warming.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has said that the United States boycott of the G20 summit in his country later this month would not prevent the meeting of the world's leading economies from going ahead, Isaac Lukando reports.
President Cyril Ramaphosa told reporters in the coastal city of Cape Town that fundamental decisions will be taken during the summit and that the absence of the Americans was their loss. Tensions have been rising between Pretoria and Washington ahead of the G20 summit set for November the 22nd to the 23rd, the first to be held on African soil. The clash over South Africa's summit agenda has prompted President Donald Trump to announce that no U.S. official will attend the Johannesburg gathering. As G20 chair, South Africa aims to champion global South priorities from climate resilience to debt relief under the theme Solidarity, Equality, Sustainability, which the U.S. has dismissed as anti-American. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
Reuters reports that the paramilitary force battling the army in Sudan's civil war is shifting its focus eastward after consolidating its grip over Darfur last month, reigniting violence and launching drone attacks across the country's oil-producing southern areas. Aidan Lewis reports.
Paramilitary force battling the army is shifting its focus eastward after consolidating its grip over Darfur last month and has seized Bara, a crucial strategic link between Darfur and central Sudan. Violence has been reignited and drone attacks have been launched across the country's oil-producing southern areas. Escalating drone strikes and new deployments of troops and weapons by the paramilitary rapid support forces and the army suggest both sides are now centering their efforts on Kordofan.
And concerns are growing about continued Israeli settler violence in the West Bank. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said that he's worried that events there could undermine the ceasefire in Gaza.
Israeli settlers reportedly set fire to a mosque in the northern West Bank on Thursday morning and sprayed racist graffiti on its walls. No injuries were reported in the latest in an increasing string of near-daily attacks targeting Palestinians and their property. The UN recorded 264 settler attacks in the West Bank that caused injuries, property damage, or both in October. On Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said, "Certainly there's some concern about events in the West Bank spilling over and creating an effect that could undermine what we're doing in Gaza." Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.